the worst speech you ever want to hear in your life.
If you have any hopes of winning this division, you have to win the next two games.
It is not okay to be talking bad about me right now when I'm not there to defend myself, all right?
Two Guys and a Pro Bowler is brought to you by Xfinity.
Diving interception, Lance Briggs, El Boogie! Alex Brown brings him down. Down he goes.
I'm telling your mommy you help me.
Anthony Adams dancing around like it's Christmas.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome again to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler.
Yes. Yes.
Myself, number 96, Alex Brown, and number 55, Les Briggs. Pew, 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 pew.
So moving on.
Lance, where you at, man?
Yes, man, I'm in North America.
He's in North America. Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's anywhere from Cozumel to Alberta. He could be anywhere.
Absolutely.
He could be anywhere.
Well, I'm in parts unknown right now. Parts unknown.
That narrows all the choices down right there, man.
Wow. He could be in Juneau.
Hey, man, I'm glad Two Guys and a Pro Bowler is that important enough for you to call in and still be a part, baby.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
My man.
And I want to apologize, too, because normally I'm on time. I'm actually ahead of time, usually each week. And so my apologies for reaching out or putting the call into you guys a little bit after the time I'm supposed to.
So are you still on Central time?
I appreciate the apology.
Are you still on Central or are you?
I'm on North American time.
Oh, North American. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm trying to narrow it down. I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to narrow down where he's at.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you right now, it's 11:33 where I am.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You see the green team game?
Yes, I did. Yeah, great game. Yeah. Great game. Exactly what the Bears needed.
The Lions finally won one up there.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's been tough, but they still couldn't run the ball. They had some good plays, but I mean, it was all Matthew Stafford. That's who won that game. Him and
that's why they pay him the big bucks.
Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Jones. Yeah,
Marvin Jones Jr.
Marvin Lewis.
Yeah,
the coach.
Marvin Lewis ain't played in a while, in a long time. Yeah. So yeah, Marvin Jones Jr. He played well. I thought he missed the third touchdown. He had two. So, but I mean, and Green Bay ran a lot of one-on-one coverages, and their receivers could beat one-on-one coverage. They showed it last night with him and Tate. Like, they made a lot of good plays. So, and then timely screen plays that were called. So, those things, Jim Bob Cooter had a pretty good night. He had a pretty good night. So, it was It was fun to watch because it actually brought the Bears to, I mean, they got the next two games. They got Green Bay and then they got Detroit. So if they can win these two games, then, I mean, it puts us right in position to put a little pressure on the Vikings.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got these next two games. Coming off the bye week, you know, we prepare for Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the Lions. Like, these are two games that you have to have.
Gotta
win these games.
Mm-hmm.
Got to.
If you have any thought of winning the division, and making the playoffs, that's the first thing you start with, right? You win the division, you know you're in. So
correct.
You got to win the division, and if you have any hopes of winning this division, you have to win the next two games to put yourself in a good position.
What's the first thing Lovey said to you, Lance? The first thing? Yeah.
He said, hey, big guy.
What's the first thing he tell you about this rivalry?
He said, beat the Packers, win the division, win the conference, win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I remember that. I remember when he first got up there, he said, and I'm sitting at home, and I'm like, man, we got a new coach. All right, let's go, man. And he said, well, the first thing we're going to do is we're gonna go beat the Packers. Wait, hold up. Wait, have you not watched the last like 3 years? Like, Brett Favre them are running. They're killing us, Like, let's be that silent dog and let's walk in there and get them. I'm walking out here talking about we're gonna beat them.
Do you remember when he made us all break?
I don't know what just happened.
I don't either. kind of lost.
It's not sounding very good right now, Lance.
Well, I'm here.
Get that last turd out, man, because I know you in the bathroom, man. I hear a little echo going on, man. Get that last turtle head out, man. All right, you back. Man. You back now, man.
You're
I hear
back.
You.
I'm back.
You're back.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we can hear you
yeah,
now.
Yeah, get the turtle head All out. All right. Go ahead.
Hey,
get the turtle head
hey,
out.
Hey, Mortimer.
The turtle head hey, is Mortimer. Out. You want to say what?
Hey, Mortimer.
Hey, Randolph. We're back.
What I was saying was, you know, I remember Lovey making us break the huddle, break the team huddle, saying world champs. Yeah. And, you know, we got off to a rocky start. You know, he had us saying world champs in practice. He had us saying world champs after every practice, after every game. You know, he always say we're a good team. And it was interesting because, you know, the more you start to win, the more that when you put that hand in there and you say world champs, it becomes more and more meaningful.
Because you start to believe it.
You start to believe it.
You start right. to believe it. That's the biggest thing, man. That's the biggest thing. You gotta believe it. If you don't believe it, how the heck you gonna get anybody else to believe it, you know? So and regardless of that 05, see, you remember 05, man. We came out and we thought we had a pretty good team coming out of 04. We didn't do so well, but 05, we thought we had the pieces, and then we come out and we're 1-3. Now everybody right. outside of Hallis Hall is talking like, man, what are they doing? They ain't doing nothing. We getting crushed. And Mike B say his little speech. We'll get into speeches. We'll get into speeches in a little bit. But Mike B's speech actually worked. And Mike B's speech actually worked. And we turned that season around and played like the defense that we thought we could play like. So It was good, man, but it's not always good. You have to believe inside, internally first, and I think the Bears are starting to believe that.
What can you tell the listeners about this rivalry, about Green Bay and about Chicago, the rivalry of probably the longest – I don't know. This is probably the longest rivalry in all of football.
For me, I like to tell the listeners, listen, man, like – just understand, like, Double A's from Detroit. He might have knew about the rivalry. I'm from Florida. I didn't know anything about the rivalry when I got here.
Yeah.
But 2 years in, you start to actually feel, like, what the fans feel and how much you should hate them and how much.
You can't even go to Jewel Osco, man.
Oh, no.
Hey, man.
Right. I'm telling you.
This is a big game this week.
It's a big game. It's a different game.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get some cheese. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get my Cheetos, man.
And
that's
some
it.
Eggs, man. Hey, man. I don't need all that added pressure.
It's 16 games in the season, and I do believe this. I believe this with all my heart, that you could literally go. Now, they ain't going to be too happy, but they'll put up with it. You go 2-14. And those two wins came on Green Bay. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right. I tell you what, do what the Bears did in 01, go 13-3, and two of those three losses was the Green Bay Packers. And they still ain't quite happy, you know?
You got to remember how many families are tied to these two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a lot of families inside of these two teams. You got a lot of people from the state of Wisconsin that live in the state of Illinois and vice versa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember coming here in 2007 and just that. I mean, that's the first thing he said was we got to beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
And win the division, win the Super Bowl, of course. Mm-hmm. But that game week, he was just on fire. I mean, you have a good game that game before, but it's different, big guy. I mean, we got Green Bay next, so it's a little different.
And it is though, isn't it? It is. It is different. Though. Even the practice is.
I mean,
different.
You respect them, but you still want to knock the daylight out of them. Like, just, yeah.
Alex, you remember when we our first Green Bay win?
Oh yeah,
when we tried to get the Gatorade on Lovey.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, we
y'all
hit it.
Tried to.
We tried because you got the gate. So the Gatorade, we didn't have the circle one. We had the square one with the top on it. You know, so we went to dump it on him, and the top hit him in the back of the head.
Ah, y'all tried to do it with the top still on?
No, the top was off. But when you went to it swung and hit him in the head. Oh my gosh. Hey, there's a picture online. There's a picture online of Briggs and I with that and running. Oh my gosh, bro! It is it is hilarious. But I mean, we went up there and beat the dog out of them. Like when we were good, like we go up there and we stomp them.
Yeah,
like just bad. Even the 06 season, we beat them. What was it 26-0? We went up there and just beat the dog out of them.
So what's your favorite memory of this rivalry?
I mean, outside of winning, I mean, any game we won against them is a memory, a team
memory.
How many
sacks you had against Farr?
But I had a few. You
had two, maybe.
Well, I mean, I had a few. I had more than two.
You had more than two?
Yeah.
Two and a half?
Yeah, I had a pick on Farr, on Aaron Rodgers.
I said sacks.
But I'm talking about big plays.
Because, you know, he got that big quick release.
That's okay. We had good corners.
Okay, but still.
You know what I mean?
The ball is out.
No, it's going to be pick because Nate Vash over there,
About picks. I'm talking about your sacks.
I'm saying that it gives me more time. That's what I'm saying. It gave me more time to get there because he's not going to throw it out there.
What's the number?
I don't know the number.
You know.
But it's more than two.
I know how many times I sacked Farr.
Zero.
You don't know. You don't answer for me. You don't know how many I got.
You're double teamed. How many did you get?
Against Favre, I got some hits.
You got some hurries.
You know what I'm saying?
He got some JOP.
Yeah, so jump on. Yep, jump on pile. He jumped on the pile.
You know what? I got a shut up. Lance. I got a sack, but then it was a penalty. So it was like penalty.
You ain't gonna talk about that pick that you stole from me.
You know what?
You remember that?
It's a fumble recovery.
Was it a fumble recovery?
Yes.
It looked like a pick to me.
Because once you throw the ball and you catch it, you can't throw it again.
Okay.
So when he caught it, then he became the runner.
True.
So then when he threw it, it was a fumble.
Wow. So,
but what you should have done was went and got a block.
Well, I was trying to catch
it. Then your boy probably would have had
six. I was trying to catch the rock.
No, man. It was coming straight to me.
And we were at the 50-yard line.
You know, you've never seen me run 50 yards.
I didn't see you run with the ball 50 yards, but I saw Keith Traylor try to run with the football, and that didn't turn out too well.
I'm a different animal than Traylor.
Okay.
Traylor got at least 50 on me.
He do at least about 50 pounds and probably 6 inches. So
definitely taller.
Yeah. So I mean, hey, it was. I should have gotten a block, but I was trying to secure the actual turnover.
Always a butt. Let me worry about that, man. You worry about the block, man.
Well, I mean,
Scott Wells all on my legs, man. Gosh.
Hey, so this play didn't have nothing to do with Alex. My first ever interception was against Green Bay in 2003. Uh-huh. I get the interception, I run it for a touchdown. And when I make it to the end zone, I want to celebrate with my teammates. As I'm jumping to celebrate with my teammates, Alex tackles me.
Yes. Yes. I was excited.
That was Alex's first tackle of the game.
Wow. Jeez. Man.
You had to get one, man. He was frustrated.
To my defense, I always go against the best offensive lineman on the field, the left tackle. And Chad Clifton was a solid player.
Yes, he was.
So yes, it's safe to say you didn't get many sacks.
No. What's many? The most sacks I got.
A few.
The tackle that I beat the most was Brian McKinney, and I beat him 9 times. So Green Bay, I would say I beat Clifton.
He knows his number.
You beat him 9 times. Like, you got 9 sacks.
I got 9 sacks.
But you probably beat him a lot
I beat him a bunch. Yeah, okay. True. Thanks for clarifying that. But – Chad Clifton was good. I mean, and then they got rid of the ball, but we had Urlacher on the other side, so he put us in position and in the right defense for that stuff. So they had to hold the ball sometimes, and we got our share.
Being as though you just singled the man out, like how were you able to beat an offensive tackle so many times?
Like just pissed off at him, don't like him. That's it. It's a different type of vibe I had when it came to Minnesota, man. I ain't like it, man. I didn't. I really did. Not personally.
Did the turf help?
And the turf.
I love playing on turf.
I loved it. I know some people say it hurts your knees, man. And it hurts.
Like, if I'm getting a double team, I'm not moving.
Oh,
I loved the turf.
I thought we played really well on turf. I thought we were fast. We made plays. It's just the guys, like some guys, they hurt. I get it. Some guys, their knees hurt. Like they hit the ground a little different. It doesn't give, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give.
I love it.
But when you hit the ground, it doesn't give either, you know? So it might hurt a little bit more, but I love the turf.
Land on top of the ball carrier.
There you go. Just like just like Barr did with Rodgers.
Yeah.
Land on top of him. Yes. Yep. I'm trying to get him out of there. Yes. Legally. But I'm trying to get him out of there. Because that's going to give me a better chance to win. I don't know why people get all in a bundle about that. If I see the back of Peyton Manning like this here, and
I'm trying to run through him.
I'm trying to run through him. Because I know if Tolzien came in, we got a better chance to win. Let's get Peyton out of there. Let's get him up out of there.
Right.
So as long as you do it legally, there's no limit to how hard you should hit a person. And right now I see that in the NFL where people say, oh, that was too vicious. That was too violent of a hit. Get out of here.
It's a violent game, man.
It's a violent game. So when somebody hits somebody too hard, that bothers me when they say that. I don't know. It's not what it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, it ticked me off.
Exactly. I'm with you. It's a different 10 years ago, it was a different football.
So here's the game. We played two-hand touch in the street in Detroit. And now if you can imagine a house, the front yard, got the grass, then they got the driveway, then the next house is the grass, then the driveway. So we played two-hand touch, but then we played sideline pop. So anywhere where it's grass, you can get tackled, like by the sideline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So y'all didn't play that?
No, we only
y'all
had
just
grass.
Played two-hand touch. Or y'all didn't play two-hand touch.
He was either in the street.
We played tackle.
Our front yards wasn't that big.
See,
where
I was
you could play.
See, we was on. I grew
neither
up,
was us.
We grew up on 4.5 acres, man.
You had to cut the grass?
Yeah, we had to cut the grass. Yeah. But you got.
Well, you had four brothers.
You still got them. Where you cut the tree down, and you got that little stump. You got to watch out for them stumps because you land on one of them stumps, boy, you're in trouble.
Got to spray paint that joint, yellow or something.
I'm telling you,
gotta
put something there. Put a stick down. Hey, don't tackle me here now. You know, like, hey, man, because it was. You just got to be careful. But yeah, we played tackle, man. We played tackle. It was kill the man with the football.
That's what we used to call.
That was the best game ever.
That's what we used to call a game called Kill the Man.
Yeah. Man, everybody was at him. Mm-hmm. But if you can score, that just showed that you was the man.
This is where you found out who was like the Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Because everybody was trying to go low so you can do like the little helicopter's fall. Like my man from the Raiders did when he got the ball. And my man hit his leg.
I don't think he tried to do that, though. That was hard.
I don't think he saw him.
How?
He probably was just looking at the end zone the whole time, like, yeah.
I'm going to get there.
ESPN. Oh. Man, that jump was so funny, man.
It's still
funny. It was just
funny.
Like Tariq Cohen when he tried to pick up that punt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That ball was rolling like that. That reminded me of kill the carry.
Kill the man with the ball. That's it. And then this guy, he's old lineman, man. Why the old lineman pick up the rock, man? Just let's secure that ball. Secure that ball. Get down. All right. Yeah. You already done? Yeah, he already gave up the sack.
How can you give up a sack?
How do you know
10 or 15 years ago he didn't play running back?
I watched the rest of the play.
In Little League. He may have played.
I watched the rest of the play. I know he didn't play running back.
He was just getting started, man.
No.
He was about to reach that second gear, man.
No.
He was in first for a while. Yeah. For at least 10 yards.
You know that? You know, you stay in first.
Yeah.
Gotta hit that clutch and come in the second, man. Gotta get that head knock.
Yo, Lance, you remember how we used to play baseball in the locker room?
Yes, I used to smack home runs off of lat.
Do you remember somebody saying strike all the time?
No, I remember lat being mad because I was smacking home runs.
Hey, you gotta hit him with it one time. Everybody got – listen, we used to play baseball in the locker room, and you could always tell when it was a strike
because
you always hear somebody yelling what?
I was the ump, and if it's a strike, I'm going to let you know because that's my moment.
How you let
that's
them know,
moment.
Though?
You might have just shook the airwaves right now, though.
my moment. If you don't swing at it, it is my moment. I'm going. I'm going all in. I'm going to let you know. It is a strike. Yes.
Yo, that never gets old, man. I'm crying, yo.
Yes. Yes. I was that ref, man. Hey, you know what? And that's
One more time. One more time.
That's how you know somebody got D's.
Yes, that's how you know somebody got that D.
Yes. Well, that hurt to hear that too after you the swung.
Yes.
And it hit the back of the back of the door like that.
Yep. Oh, man.
Right.
Everybody, when people ask you that, see, and that's it.
We
played
dodgeball in the locker
yes,
room.
Dodgeball.
Basketball.
Keeping the soccer ball off the ground. I don't know what that was called, but.
Four square.
Four square. Yeah.
Four square got serious.
Man, that is
dodgeball
what.
Was serious.
That's what I miss about football. I mean, obviously, the game, I don't really miss playing. I miss that part. Like, in the locker room with the fellas. Like, that's the part that I miss more than
box
anything.
Box him up
was crazy.
And then we'd go out on the field freestyle. And take bits. Take care of
business. You guys are forgetting freestyle walking.
Yes.
Oh yeah, the freestyle
yes.
Friday walk.
I didn't do the freestyle Friday though.
I did the freestyle Friday.
I'm not very good at that. I'm not very good at freestyling, man. I'm just not.
It takes a man with a special set of skills.
I think so. I got to stay in my lane here. I'm going to stay in my lane because I know I'm not good at it. I don't like doing
Fridays
stuff that
it,
I'm not
bro.
Good at.
And then I used to rock the caddies on Friday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of the feet. I used to have some sharks.
Oh, man.
Some sharks that Pat Manley hooked me up
yes,
with.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
Double,
them joints are so
Double A used to Double A used to say, Bridge, anything you can do, I can do. But I can do better. So I would try to do the most outlandish stuff, moves that I could possibly do.
I remember
to make
that.
Him do it.
and this crazy Joker, man,
that.
It was crazy because his body, he could actually do it. Them dances, man,
yeah.
Before the game, I don't know how you came up with them, but my gosh, they were hilarious. Jeez.
Right?
Gosh, all the dancing was hilarious.
I have no idea what I was doing either, man. Just whatever my body would allow me to do at the time.
And
man.
It's so cold out there. You're just like, how? I'm just trying to stay warm. This boy is sweating. He is ready to go. I'm just trying to stay warm.
Completely lathered up.
Yes.
All right, man. All right, look, here we go. What is your favorite thing to do in Chicago? Like, is it some type of sightseeing? You want to go to the Bean or your favorite restaurant? You want
to
go
to the
Mary with Children? Buckingham Fountain.
Yeah, I've
My
never done any of that stuff.
You never? What?
No, never.
You've been here 18 years, man. And you ain't never even been
no.
to the Bean?
No, I like going to the Blackhawks game. I like going to Bulls game.
Yeah.
You know, I just
Sports
shot
stuff.
The puck, man.
Sport. I know, I did. I've done that.
That was huge for me.
Did you make one?
I didn't, man.
Did you hit the box? Did you hit the
board? I hit the box
okay.
on the third try. The first try, say if this is the puck, this was the net. This was the hole right here.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped right there.
Oh, so you didn't have enough. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I needed just a little bit more.
Yep. Come on,
a
Sally.
A little bit more.
Come on, a little more.
I needed just a little bit
yeah,
more.
Just a little bit more. A little bit more.
Excuse me. And Lauren made it.
Did it?
Screeta made it.
Really?
Screeta made it.
Like, I've done that. I've done that. The only thing I haven't done is the Chicago Cubs throwing out the first pitch. I did the White Sox. I did the Blackhawks.
You
saw never done the Cubs one.
How was your pitch?
Right. I've never seen
it. How was your pitch?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, on the White Sox?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Bounced up. I mean, as long as they swing at it, it doesn't matter. It's a strike, you know? He would have swung at that. It looked like a strike, then it went out of the zone quick. So, yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah.
I threw my 87 miles an hour.
Yeah, good. They hit 87 miles an hour at the park. See, I'm going to make sure I don't give up a home run.
Now you're giving up walk?
Yeah, well, we can get him. We can still get him. On a home run, you got to watch him walk around. So, I ain't giving up no home run. You might get on, but. No, like, that's the stuff. So, I don't know. Going out to eat to different places, whether it's going to Gibson's or something like that downtown. Going to when Tyler Perry wasn't doing movies, he was down here doing shows. Mm-hmm. I used to go to that stuff and like that. That's the type of stuff I like to do with the family and stuff. So, yeah. But other than that, I mean, we're pretty much
Chicago
up here, man.
Symphony Orchestra.
What about you, Boogie?
Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
That's where you go?
Absolutely.
Man, yeah, right, man.
I did. It was actually a good time, man. I was in a weird way. It sounds bad, but I was like in this trance, in and out of sleep. It was like a light sleep.
It was,
but I was
so good,
in,
he went to sleep on it.
But I was listening the whole time. No, I heard it the whole time. It just put me in a trance.
Oh, like how you are in meetings, right? Same way?
Wow.
The wow. meeting's so good that I'm just going to doze off, coach, but I'm listening.
Yeah, but I'm listening.
I'm listening
you.
To everything you're saying.
Come on, Babbitt. You know I heard you.
It is not okay to be talking bad about me right now when I'm not there to defend myself, all right?
No, I'm just trying to, you know, understand what you're saying. I mean, you were so tentative in the meetings. I know it was the same thing at the orchestra.
You are something else.
I'm not. Were those tickets free?
No.
Did you?
No.
Did you lose a bet? Like, why did you go? That's not my first choice.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want you to know I'm much more well-rounded than you think. All right. I'm a very well-rounded.
What do you mean?
Person,
what do you mean by well-rounded? You mean
yes.
like cause
I'm
you
a
know,
very
you put on the weight.
Person. That means what, that. What do you mean? That, well, I don't mean the same thing that you probably think, Double. I'm out with y'all boys.
Oh, well, man.
Hey, we would love to hear your rebuttal, but we just ran out of time, Lance.
Oh, no. We didn't get to talk about us.
Hey,
James
guys,
Winston.
Rate us.
Jameis Winston.
Oh.
Real quick.
Okay,
real quick.
We got to talk about Jameis Winston. This is the worst speech you ever want to hear in your life. He said he put his fingers in his mouth and licked his fingers and said, "Does anybody want to taste the W tonight?
Can you taste it?
Can you taste it? Anybody want to taste this W with me? Taste this
like
W."
This, like he had his fingers.
Oh, it was
he
so
had his
gross.
Fingers like this on
Didn't
the W.
Didn't he try to give somebody like a five?
Yeah, you can't give me a five on that.
If you
I'm
just
good.
Licked your fingers, man.
Nah. Yeah, he put his fingers in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
I'm good.
Oh, it was so nasty, man.
It's time to walk away from that. Even if he's the leader of that team, when he's talking like that, you just, all right, Jameis, you need to quit.
Top one.
I'm sure.
The worst speech
eight
ever.
8 times out of 10, he has a good speech for him.
You said 8 times
Everybody
out of 10?
After that one, I'm going to bring it down.
He has a string of bad speeches, man.
Yeah.
A string of them. That wasn't
really?
Just only one time.
He's off the wall now. He'll say some stuff off the wall now.
I've heard at least three.
That was off the
where
planet.
I was just like, yo, what do you do after you hear a speech like that? Like, that does not get me motivated. That gets me to want to, like, move you out the way and say, hey, bro, listen, okay. Mm-hmm. Bring it in on me.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty apparent because – because they really imploded in the game. The Saints right. beat the brakes off of them. So defense just destroyed Tampa's offense, and the Tampa's offense can't do nothing.
They were tasting the L.
Yeah, they were. They tasted that L.
He put up the wrong letter.
Yes, that's, he did.
They was tasting that L.
We got too many clowns on our team for something like that to happen.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, taste it. What?
Wait, hold on. We wouldn't have let him got through. He wouldn't have got through that.
It got awkward
take
right
your fingers
after that.
Out your mouth.
Yes.
Because what he did was he said, everybody look me in my eye. Everybody look me in my eye. Everybody, I got something to say. Now listen. And then there was a pause. And then he looked at his hand first. Like, okay. Everybody see what I'm looking at, right? And then he put his fingers in his mouth. So, I mean, it was like two awkward pauses that made everybody pay attention and be like, yo, I'm out of here,
I'm
bro.
Out, man.
I can't deal with this.
Kick off, man. Kick the ball off, man.
Let's man, look at his fingers talking about, can I taste it? No. No, sir.
All right, man. We done ran out of time, man. We'd love to keep talking about this, man. But, hey, rate us, review us. Get on the podcast, man. Two guys in the Pro Bowler. We got kids, man. Support.
Yes.
It's free. Free $3.99.
Four.
Two guys in the Pro Bowler. We out.
Thanks for listening to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, brought to you by Xfinity. Make sure you rate and subscribe because remember, Spice has four kids to feed.